It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. If you ever wanted proof that politics amounts to more than public opinion, consider this. Most national polls show a solid majority of Americans want a public option in health care. That's a government insurance program set up to compete with private insurance companies. And despite that majority, it's not clear that a public option could get enough votes in the Senate. Democrats who dominate the Senate are divided, and that leaves a big decision still ahead for the party. NPR's David Wellna has this report.
Earlier this month, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and 29 Democratic colleagues sent a letter to Majority Leader Harry Reid. Reid, of course, is leading the effort to blend the Health Committee's bill, which has a public option, with the Finance Committee's, which has none. Sanders says he and the others, who make up half the Democratic caucus, want any bill Reid sends to the full Senate to include a public option.
This is an overwhelmingly Democratic bill. How, if you are the Democratic Party presenting your bill, do you say no to over 80% of the people in your own party and expect there to be grassroots support for real health care reform?
I'm not for a government-run, national, taxpayer-subsidized plan, and never will be.
That's Senator Mary Landrieu. She's a centrist Democrat from Louisiana. Landrieu says it makes no sense to create a third government health care program when Medicare and Medicaid are already headed for insolvency. Still, Landrieu sounds as if she could eventually be persuaded to back some form of a public option.
As we go through the debate, in some states, at the end of the line, they don't believe they're going to have the kind of choice that we think consumers and businesses need. If the costs are still too high, then perhaps a fallback or a trigger, but something that is on a level playing field.
Another Democratic holdout has been Arkansas's Blanche Lincoln. She voted against including a public option in the Finance Committee's bill. And as she faces a potentially difficult re-election bid next year, she hesitates when asked whether she'd vote for a health care bill that has a public option.
It all depends on how it's going to be written. I think the most important thing we can do is provide choice and competition, and that's going to help us bring down the price and make sure everybody's got good options.
So you haven't ruled it out?
I've ruled out a government-funded and a government-operated plan.
Max Baucus, the Democrat who chairs the Finance Committee, also voted against putting a public option in his panel's bill. Asked yesterday whether the bill the Senate takes up should have such an option, Baucus said his aim is to get legislation that passes.
Whatever it takes, what provisions help push it over the goal line should be in. Provisions that don't allow us to get 60 votes should not be in.
Other Democratic senators say the only public option they're interested in would be run by each state. Among those holdouts is Nebraska's Ben Nelson.
It makes a lot more sense to me to have the states involved in this than not to have them involved and try to do it all at the national level.
And then there's Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman. He's a member of the Democratic caucus who opposes a public option. Still, Lieberman says he's inclined to vote with his caucus against any GOP filibuster aimed at blocking a health care bill with a public option from coming to the Senate floor.
Because our country needs health insurance reform. But if I decided to end the bill that is about to leave the Senate is going to do more harm than good, I won't vote for cloture at that point.
In other words, Lieberman might be willing to help Republicans filibuster a health care bill when it comes up for a final vote. Further complicating matters is Illinois Democrat Roland Burris. He says he won't vote for a health care bill unless it does have a public option.
If it doesn't have a public option, it's not a bill. It's not going to solve any problems. If it doesn't have that, it's not going to help anybody but the insurance companies.
However, Majority Leader Reid decides on a public option, he'll have his work cut out finding 59 other senators to back him up. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.